Evening, everyone. How you all doing? And welcome to Rand Nerds 224, I think. That might be the one. I think the last one was 223. That makes this 224, which means that the magic one is the next one, I think. Or I'm forgetting everything and this is completely out of the window. But I've been thrown a curveball. Things are not to plan. My original groove was to talk to Ram about Ghostwire Tokyo, because that's what he spoke about on the last podcast, and how well it ran on the Steam Deck. I've had a little go at it, not a huge amount, but, curveball, if you haven't noticed, and for the benefit of the audio listeners, solo Mio. It's just me. Ram is unavailable tonight, so I'm taking over. I figure, what's the point in missing one? I don't think we've missed one unless we've all agreed, and we've all said that if people can't make it, show must go on. So, seeing as I'm not going to be talking about what I plan to talk about, I suppose the next thing would be quality of ports. I want to have a little bit of a rant on this podcast. Hardware these days is expensive, right? And depending on what you're looking for, you can get away with super, super cheap kind of stuff, super cheap, sarcastic air quotes, like a Steam Deck, about 350 quid to 500, depending on the model you get. Or you could be talking a big old hulky, beefy, big boy rig that may or may not do the job that you want, depending on what one would consider a big boy rig. That said, what people consider playable is also largely subjective. I understand that a lot of people wouldn't play a lot of games I've played on Steam Deck on the Steam Deck because they'd be like, ooh, looks kind of like mud. Ghostwire Tokyo is one of those games. It's considered Steam Deck verified, but that doesn't really mean a lot when you realize that Steam Deck verified, the requirements are literally only 720p at 30 FPS, I think, or it might be 800, because the Steam Deck has got a 1610 aspect ratio screen, but I play everything docked, so that sits at 720p, so I get a wee bit more performance, but it's only asking for an average 30 FPS. I don't know if they ask for locked, but it's around average. And I've played, as I said, Ghostwire, I've played Hogwarts, I've played some pretty heavy games, and they don't look great. They're playable, but they don't look great. In the case of Ghostwire, it's using image rebuilding techniques, FSR, in the case of Ghostwire on Steam Deck. I don't know if it has things like, is it XESS for Intel and DLSS? Yeah, DLSS for NVIDIA. I don't know if it has those, but on the Steam Deck, it's using FSR, and basically what that does is it takes a lower resolution image, does some magic jiggery-pokery to make it seem like a higher resolution image, but you're not actually got a higher resolution image. It's like sharpening and some magic algorithmic jiggery-pokery to get things to be the bigger. And the reason as well that I say, that can get quite muddy. It can get quite messy. There's artifacting and all that kind of stuff. The best of the bunch is DLSS, but FSR is the one that's generally on Steam Deck. It's compatible with everything. Ideally, you want to be sat at around the 1440p range and use it to scale up to 4K to get a decent result, but it doesn't work very well at lower resolutions, and so it can look muddy, and so I can see where a lot of people would say things aren't playable. Then you go up to the higher end, they'll be like, well, I want to play Hogwarts with all the bells and whistles. You're going to need a pretty heavy rig. And I have a reasonable rig. Once upon a time, it would have been considered quite high end, 3700X, 32 gigs of RAM, and a 3080. And the 12 gig 3080. And your graphics performance isn't entirely on your GPU. It's going to be a bit of CPU, a bit of GPU. Your CPU has to calculate a bucket ton and your graphics card can't calculate what your processor hasn't given it, right? So if your processor isn't particularly fast and you pair it up with a really fast graphics card, you're going to end up being bottlenecked by the CPU. And that's a problem that I have on my rig. At certain resolutions, I can't get my single, like if a game is, say, single core optimized, I don't get particularly high frame rates. And so in some people's cases, they'll go, this ain't really playable. I can turn up a load of bells and whistles, but they'll still say it's not playable because I'm not getting those frame rates. So it's really a case, modern gaming is trying to find that happy medium. By the way, if you're playing on a reasonably beefy rig, reasonably beefy, mid-end, say for me, middle-high end, don't go for the highest settings possible. You are literally just wasting performance. There was a time when I was younger where if you ran a game on low, it would look like Play-Doh, plasticine men, right? Around the Xbox 360 kind of time, PlayStation 3 time, games were optimized for those consoles. And in doing so, games had to look good at lower settings, right? Through some magic optimization and actually making lower quality settings look good, you know, reasonable light and reasonable texture quality, that kind of stuff. They had to aim for these effectively ancient pieces of hardware, right? So when I built my PC years and years and years ago, around the time of the PlayStation 4 and all that as well, my PC was already more powerful than it. These days, that's not likely to be the case for a lot of people. So at that point, low medium looked pretty good. If you have the ability to, with most games, a nice sweet spot is high. High, very high, if you get that option. Like, just go high. Ultra is where you're going to get a lot of... Your performance is going to take a big hit, but you may not actually see a lot for that performance hit. And it's that scalability from the Xbox generation that makes stuff like the Steam Deck magical, right? Because you can play a game on low medium, and still have it look quite good, unless you're one of those graphic snobs and you need to have the ray tracing and the... you know, 4K texture packs and stuff like that. But so there's reconstruction techniques to make things look a little bit better. And the Steam Deck, for the most part, AAA gaming looks like mud. But for me, because I come from the days when a game played on medium low was like Play-Doh, I'm okay with that, right? And you don't have to spend a fortune to get a Steam Deck. You can buy 3 Steam Decks for the amount of money I spent on my graphics card. So as long as you can handle playing that stuff, fantastic. Now, I will say at the moment, we're also in a weird place where I'm getting sick and tired of poor optimization. There's only so far optimization will take you, though. I would have loved to have gotten RAM's take on this, because RAM is running what was considered a high-end rig back in the day. Many a year ago, back in the Intel 7000 series kind of time. What are we on now? 13, right? So his rig was up there way back then. It's like a 7700 and 1070, I think he said he's got. There's only so far things can be optimized for that level of hardware, right? So these days, things are optimized for the consoles, the current generation of consoles. You've got the Xbox Series X, the PlayStation 5, and those things are absolute monsters hardware-wise. Processor, probably around the same kind of spec as mine, an 8-core 3700X, and the graphics card probably sits around the area of about a 2070 Super. But here's the kicker. They have about 16 gigs of VRAM. So if you have a PC these days with around about those specs, but a bucket ton of VRAM, you're good. If you sit in any area lower than those consoles, expect to start having trouble. Things can only be optimized for so long. I understand you can only squeeze like as much juice out of the fruit as is there, right? There will come a time when you're just dry and it's done. So a port, an example. This is going to be all over the place. I just want to have a rant. I have recently played through Akiba's Trip. Is it Hellbound and Debriefed? Now, I wanted to play these games on Steam Deck. However, the sequel, whilst it has just been updated, hasn't got Steam Deck support. I remember playing it once upon a time on Linux, moons ago, Linux being the operating system that Steam Deck runs on. But apparently it doesn't work now on Steam Deck. And so I found the games are on Nintendo Switch. Akiba's Trip Undead and Undressed has just come out on Switch, the director's cut. And I thought, well, okay, we'll go through these, right? Hellbound and Debriefed is a PSP game. It's been ported and kind of upscaled. And you'd think a PSP game on the Nintendo Switch would run okay. No. Whilst it's a fun game, the frame rate suffers, which was terrifying. For anyone that doesn't know the Akiba's Trip series, the idea is that you are turned into a vampire. There are vampires roaming around the city of Akihabara in Japan. And to defeat them, you have to expose them to sunlight. And to do that, you have to remove their clothing. You beat the crap out of them, the durability of their clothes kind of wears out. And when you get to a certain point, you get to perform a magical kind of grab and strip them of their clothing. They run out, their clothing's gone, they disintegrate, move on to the next enemy. The stories are goofy. It's about like kind of like Illuminati grade kind of manipulation, corporate manipulation, getting people to do as you want to like, say, for example, vampires would round up humans through the guise of like, oh, hey, look, here's your favorite idol group who happen to be vampires, get people to go to a secret gig and they get munched on, right? Like that kind of thing. Oh, hey, look, here's a cool brand, come and check out this cool thing. And people are just getting manipulated in the background to eventually become food. but the so simple games. Imagine Yakuza, that style of game, kind of like free roaming and that with stripping. It's a very simple game on PSP. It should have no problem running on the Switch. I believe it's been on other platforms too. But Hellbound and Debriefed is the second Akiba's Trip game I think we're getting, but it's the first one in the series. We got Undead and Undressed years ago. It was a Vita game. It was a PS4 game. It's been on PC. Fantastic. You, as I say, you'd think this port would work fine, and it doesn't. It just doesn't. It plays fine, but when things even get remotely busy, the frame rate drops through the floor, which can make certain things difficult to do. If they're timing-based or reaction-based, you can't do them because your frame rate drops through the floor. That concerned me when it then came to moving up to the sequel of Undead and Undressed. I was like, well, this is a Vita game, and the Vita's more powerful than the PSP. If we can't play the PSP port, how the hell are we going to play this? Runs great! The original port, the port of the PSP game, is shite. It's terribly optimized. It plays, it's okay. It's playable until things get really busy, and then it's going to get awkward, right? But the sequel is better. It's playable. It's smoother. The graphics look considerably better, but it runs considerably smoother. It's mechanically more in-depth too, but it's still smoother. It's better optimized. Someone will say, well, on the Switch, in the case of the Switch, then, how long is it between the two versions? Well, Hellbound and Debriefed came out in like 2021, so mid pandemic, which could explain some of the issues with the port quality. And then Undead and Undressed Director's Cut came out probably about a month ago or thereabouts. So there is time between, and they could have done some magic to optimize between kind of then and now, but there'd be quite a lot of work. I don't understand how you can actually make a game that old run that badly on something like the Switch. I imagine you could actually probably run a PSP emulator and get a better result, but there's only so far optimization will go. And it's kind of terrifying to me how easily you can fall into a trap where you will start screaming about optimization and then find out it was actually probably just one thing that's screwing you over. So I have a 3080 with 12 gigs of VRAM. That's less than the PlayStation. It's less than the Xbox. Right. So if a game is optimized for whatever resolution on whatever kind of card, if I don't meet those VRAM requirements, I will very quickly flood the memory of the graphics card and then my frame rate will halve. Right. Once you run out of video memory, you're done. You can only go up to it. You can't go beyond it. You can go under it, but again, you can't go beyond it. And higher quality textures will increase VRAM usage. Increased resolution will increase VRAM usage. So you may find you have a pretty decent graphics card that could be hobbled by low video memory. And again, this is all still tied to your CPU. If your CPU isn't capable of calculating those frames, it's not going to pass them over to the graphics card for the graphics card to render and spit out to display. Really oversimplification here. But now we still have graphics cards on the market that fall ridiculously short of the lowest barrier to entry, which is the console. NVIDIA are still pumping out graphics cards with next to no VRAM, knowing full well a lot of these things are being optimized for the Xbox and the PlayStation 5. They're being optimized for 16 gigs of VRAM. And obviously the processor, the system RAM, that kind of stuff, architecture optimizations, you know, magic jiggery pokery, fine. But still, 16 gigs of VRAM. I have 12. Zaber has a 3070. He has a processor faster than mine, capable of calculating more frames. I'm just going to, you know, sarcastic air quotes on that one. Someone will shout at me that I'm talking about this in a completely moronic way, but just deal with me here. I'm trying to make this as simple as possible. Processor calculates what can be displayed until it maxes out, right? Graphics card draws them. Zaber's processor is faster than mine. No question. However, so whilst he can generate more frames than I can, he can calculate more data than I can to push to his graphics card, he only has 8 gigs of VRAM on a 3070. Not a huge amount, slower than my 3080. But because he will choke his VRAM before I will still likely get better performance as long as my proc can keep up, as long as my processor can keep up. I've seen laptops keep up with my 3080 at certain resolutions, at certain settings, until you flood their VRAM. Increasing resolution, increasing texture quality, and then all of a sudden, as soon as you hit that VRAM limit, everything falls apart. My main laptop, 6 gigs of VRAM. These days, you're pretty much running games on medium-low, AAA games, 1080p medium-low, or low-medium, maybe a bit higher, depending. Hogwarts Legacy, you were basically playing that game on medium. If you wanted to sit at 30 to 60 FPS, ideally people want 60 or more, but without that VRAM, you couldn't increase the resolution or the texture quality because out of VRAM, frame rate tanks. And I've noticed this disturbing thing outside of VRAM. You have to make sure you have enough VRAM. You have to. If you are going to buy a graphics card, please make sure you buy more than 12. If you've got 12 gigs or more VRAM, you're okay for a bit. But please make sure you have more than that. Please, if you can get a card with 16, go for it. Don't go lower. And if you're a laptop gamer, temper your expectations. So optimization is a big thing. There are limitations to optimization because, again, how low do you really have to throttle your vision? To how much do you have to pull that back to make it fit onto a 6 gig VRAM buffer or lower? Because there are some people out there who still have lower than that. Their cards may be plenty fast enough to do all the grunt work, but they don't have that VRAM. How low do you have to kind of pull back your vision to suit those cards? But some companies aren't even bothering because of the same tricks that we have to get games to run on the Steam Deck. FSR, the XCSS from Intel, and DLSS. DLSS? Yeah, fucking the super sampley things, right? The upscalers. You know, DLSS uses, it has to be trained. So kind of, is it like AI trained? I'm not entirely sure the groove of it, but it has to be trained. And it comes up with a beautiful image. It will like reconstruct 480p to look pretty good, or 540 or 720 and make it look pretty. FSR is also pretty solid, but it's not as advanced. And it leaves artifacting. The lower the resolution, the more artifacting you'll get. So if you can actually play it at a higher resolution, the idea being that you can play it like 14... If you can play it at 1440p, FSR is going to look great because you can kind of upscale, sarcastic air quotes, to 4K. And the same kind of groove with XCSS, I think. But some companies aren't really optimizing. Like, well, here's the game we've got, and we've got it kind of optimized for consoles. But on PC... we've decided to design it around some random upscaling technology. So if you want a playable frame rate, you're going to have to use one of these here little magic tools. Playing it natively through raw horsepower, like most PC gamers would be used to, just isn't an option in a lot of cases, even if you have a hulking great rig. And I find that sad. I find that sad. As I say, there are still people out there who are like, I've got a hulking great rig, until they realize they choke compared to a console on VRAM or regular RAM system memory or something like that, or their hard drive or SSD doesn't quite match the speed of whatever the console was that it was optimized for, right? It's lazy. It's sad. I really wish they didn't do it, but it's going to keep getting worse. And if you don't have access to stuff like DLSS, you do have access to FSR and XCSS, because those run on every card. DLSS will only run on NVIDIA cards after the 20 series. You're basically fucked. If you can't run those things, you are screwed. And that's sad, because PC gamers have... Since the PlayStation 3 days, since the PlayStation 4 days, the consoles have always been old hardware in comparison. Always. A middle-of-the-road PC back in the PlayStation 4 days or PlayStation 3 days lasted an entire generation or two, and you were still playing games, no problem. A PC you built last year, if it was middle-of-the-road, say, for example, you cut back on VRAM, won't be able to keep up with the current generation of consoles. You're basically screwed. You've got yourself a brick unless you are willing to drop down those quality settings. And let's be fair, if you're a PC gamer, you don't want to do that. You don't want to be playing at a lower resolution or a lower frame rate than the console plebs. And, well, if you're a Steam Deck user, you're probably, like me, a fat, balding old man going, mate, I don't have any time to play games, but I can take my Steam Deck to the toilet in the 10 minutes I have to lay a brick. I can play whatever, you know. I think that's actually one of the main reasons why Steam Deck does so well. Not toilet gaming, but just the idea that you can pick up and play whenever you want. Same kind of groove I had with the Nintendo DS years ago when I had children. The idea that I could just go, shut it, and it would put the game to sleep. Deal with what I need to deal with, and then when I got a few minutes of downtime, clip it back open again, play, and you know, be on my merry way. Steam Deck offers that same kind of thing for married men and women, mothers and fathers, people with full-time jobs and not a lot of free time. I have a pretty decent rig, and yet I still find myself playing on Steam Deck a lot, even though I know I'm getting a degraded experience to a point, depending on what you're looking for. But it's a weird time that we're in, that the consoles have managed to leapfrog PC to a degree for a fraction of the price, because you can still buy an Xbox Series X or a PlayStation 5 for less than the average GPU with, say, 16 gigs of VRAM. So, it's going to sting. You could buy a 40 series card, a new NVIDIA 40 series card, and still be hobbled with a shite amount of RAM. Same with NVIDIA cards. Same. I don't think Intel cards are quite as bad, but then they're not really optimized particularly well yet. But temper your expectations. I often hear people screaming about optimization. This is really badly optimized. Well, it is and it isn't. It's optimized for a console that costs a fraction of your PC, and the console is more powerful than your PC too. PC games haven't had to deal with this before. Now, you can play stuff on Steam Deck. The Steam Deck is a fantastic rig if you don't mind playing 720p, low medium, 30fps if you're talking like big boy-ish games that have had some optimization tricks done where Valve has done some magic to get it working and that. But I have played Ghostwire on Steam Deck and my PC, and I'm going to tell you this now for fucking nothing. It's a lot easier to play on my PC when you've got a steady frame rate and when you can actually see what's going on. Because those upscaling techniques at lower resolutions, when I, like I said, they look muddy. And that can make fine details and things, little tells, difficult to see. Smoother gameplay really does help with that kind of stuff. Higher resolution gameplay really does help with that kind of stuff. Or I'm just an old man and I can't see and I can't react and I need every bit of help I can get. Like I say, a weird time. I don't have anything else. Just those ports really surprised me. I know I've gone from Switch to PC, but it's the same with pretty much everything. We are so used to throwing raw horsepower at a problem that we're kind of hitting the limits. We want more and more and more every single generation. I don't know how well we're going to be able to do it. There's a limit to how far we can go, and I think we're really pushing it right now. We are going to need more of these jiggery pokery techniques like FSR, XCSS, DLSS, DLSS. God, I can't say that. There's too many in these names, man, in these acronyms. But we need more stuff like that. NVIDIA's frame injection stuff for DLSS 3. I don't like it. It's not real, but it looks pretty. You can go, look, mate, I can finally hit however many frames a second at 4K. You can't do that natively. The vision of these companies is outpacing the hardware. And the kindness of the hardware manufacturers in some cases. Oh, NVIDIA. But Valve is doing the Lord's work. And consoles are still a good way to go. Just make sure you invest smart. Take my advice. Look at the specs of the console if you are in the market for a PC. And I know that RAM will be in the future. If you don't mind dropping things down like a Steam Deck, you'll be playing games for a while. But because the Steam Deck is effectively a potato compared to the modern consoles. But you can still play, just games are going to look like they're being played on a potato. If you're going to build a PC, make sure you aim for a minimum PlayStation 5 or Series X if you want to actually have the experience. Look up the specs, go, this processor is faster than what's in the console. This amount of RAM is in the console. I want a bit more than that. This is the amount of VRAM the consoles have. I want as much or more than that. And then as long as those consoles, the Series X and the PlayStation 5, stay on the market, your PC will be relevant. But if you build now and you build under those specs, you are at the mercy of upscaling techniques and devs actually putting in work to optimize. So, I am not looking forward to when 12 gigs of VRAM is chucked Thankfully, I only play most games at 1080p, but it's scary. Street Fighter 6, that was a scary one, playing the single player's World Tour mode, 3700X. Is it 3700X? It's not the 3600, I think it's the 3700X. 32 gigs of RAM and a 3080, and I couldn't reliably hit 60 FPS in the World Tour mode, in the single player open world mode in Street Fighter 6. I have to play it with the 30 FPS cap on the single player mode. Multiplayer mode, side by side fighting, mate, I can play that bajillion T frames a second, although physics are locked to 60. But that was terrifying to see my machine choke, and it was being choked largely by the processor, I would imagine. Not great. And processors aren't cheap either. Figure out where you want to spend your money. Do you mind potato? Get a Steam Deck. You know, do you want to go cheap but have decent quality? Get a console. If you want to really bust the bank, if you really want to invest, go PC. Go PC, but I was going to add something more to that, but just thinking about Street Fighter, that's scary. Fighting game. Optimizations. So good. This is where Zabe's PC would be better than mine, because he has the better single core performance than I do, or the better processor in the grand scheme of things. But dear, oh dear. Right, I think I'm going to call this one done. Sorry, I was a bit rambly. Probably didn't get my point across all that well. But consider this a dummy's guide to buying hardware in the modern day. In the current day, always aim for higher PC hardware, higher end PC hardware than what is in the console, and you'll be good. That's why PC games on PlayStation 4, and Xbox One, like, that's why PCs lasted so long. Why your 980s and your 1080s and that lasted so long? Because they were still way more powerful than the PlayStation 4, and games were being optimized for PlayStation 4 and the Xbox One. As long as you could handle them looking like that, great. If you want stuff to look like the Xbox One X and the PlayStation 5, you have to have that hardware. They don't have to optimize for you. Oh, 40-odd frames a second in Chinatown. Not great. I've lost track of what I was going to say more times than I could count. I hope RAM agrees with what I've said on this one a bit. So I couldn't exactly bounce it off him, but he is the guy that is going to be running games at a lower res. I think a lot of people are more tolerant of lower res, lower texture quality gameplay because of stuff like Steam Deck. If you've been willing to play PlayStation 4 games at 30 FPS, should be all right with the Steam Deck and that, but people are always chasing them numbers. I will say they don't matter. They don't matter, and that's what I was going to say. Frame rate realistically only matters if physics of a game are tied to frame rate. As an example, Street Fighter, the physics of that game are matched to 60 FPS. It pulls for inputs like once every 1/60th of a second, one frame. Every frame it checks for an input. Okay, so even if you're playing the game at 120 FPS, it's still only checking for, it's still running the physics at 60 FPS. We're still only checking for the inputs at 60 FPS, if it was running at 60 FPS. Those timings will be consistent. And if you are running it at a mode where it requires 60 FPS and you can't hit it, that's why Street Fighter runs in slow motion. That's what happens on my rig. If I play World Tour and I don't lock World Tour to 30 FPS, the game runs in slow motion. It's because it's still calculating the physics based on 60 FPS. If I'm only running at 45, it's running in slow motion to make sure those inputs can be checked. But that's no good because it's not matched up with anyone else. But find a frame rate that's comfortable for you, depending on at least the physics of the game that you're playing. I would say that a stable 30 is better than an all-over-the-place kind of 60, 60, 70, 45, 90. If you can get a locked 30, go for it. If you can get a locked 60, go for it. Don't do that wibbly all over the place kind of frame rate. Find something that's comfortable. Make sure that whatever frame rate you're playing at doesn't induce like loads of input lag or whatever. And jobs are done. And let's be fair, higher frame rates don't always mean more responsive. Just throwing that out there. There are limits to how often your hardware will poll for inputs. So, or check for inputs. And that's that. Hopefully everyone's back for the next podcast, which will be on Saturday the 26th, I think. Over on youtube.com/randnerds and twitch.tv/randnerds. You can come and join me, Zaber, and Ram for our return to the Bayou and Hunt Showdown on, let me think, when would that be? This coming Wednesday, the 16th, although I probably won't have this edited by then. It'll be 8:30 GMT-ish, maybe. I don't even know why I bother telling you the time. It's going to be on a day because we're always late. Hunt Showdown, Bayou. You can check out Suffolk Ram over at twitch.tv/TheSuffolkRam. And you can check me out at twitch.tv/Skazius, SK4ZZI0US. I think that's pretty much everything covered for the outro. Ram, you shouldn't have left me alone to do this. Not since we started making things more complicated and things needed to be announced. This is just not my groove. I normally just sit here and not look good. I just go, and hope that Ram carries the whole thing through. Yeah, take it easy, guys. Hope all's well. And assuming that I've made all those announcements correctly, look forward to seeing you in the next one. Games Night or the podcast. And let me know what you think. Are you a potato gamer? A console gamer? Or are you still batting for PC Master Race? Team PC Master Race? And what hardware are you rocking? Have you been conned by NVIDIA's shady fucking VRAM? Fucking deals these days. Hey, man, here's a really powerful GPU. 4 gigs of VRAM. You'll be fine. Because you can generate fake frames. Woo! See you in the next one, guys.